mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty, its incredible detail. Tuning into it, they want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber.
You're listening to the flagship show of the Restoration Radio Network, the network for the thinking Catholic. And now, your host.
Welcome to the flagship show. I'm Stephen Heiner, and I'm here with most of the True Restoration crew today. And we're going to be talking about a topic that's somewhat under the surface for traditional Catholics, and that is the person and, you could say, secular apostolate of Alex Jones. I want to talk about who he is, what he does, and what we as Catholics should do about his work. I first heard about Alex Jones actually via George Norrie's Coast to Coast late night show. I was working in a job situation in which I would come back home around 10:30 or 11. I'd make myself something to eat, and I couldn't quite wind down until 12 or 1. And there was a late night show. One night, Alex Jones was on talking about 9/11. And I think for me, that was the gateway drug. I found out about the lies behind 9/11, that was definitely an inside job. And I got more interested in what Alex was talking about, police state, end game, some of those things. So I got really fascinated. But over time, my relationship with Alex changed, I would say, from someone who was really interested in what he had to say to one of stepping back and trying to gain perspective of why he was doing it. And frankly, what's Alex Jones's own endgame. I wanted to go around a little bit for those of you who do, because not everyone in our group does have an experience with Alex Jones. How did you first hear about him, and how long were you, let's say, an engaged listener before you woke up about Alex Jones?
Alex Jones, I discovered him around the time of the global financial crisis in 2009. I was instantly captivated by his style, and I guess you could say his theatrics, and of course he's got a great voice for radio.
Yes, he does.
He does, indeed. One of the things, though, that I must admit that in that early period of, say, maybe 2010 to 2012, I spent a lot of time actually listening to Alex Jones, and I would say that I became a regular listener.
You're saying he's got a good voice for radio. I think he's got a good head for radio too.
Well, that's certainly true.
It took me a while. I think I started listening about the same time as you, sort of around 2007-08, when I heard him. I can't remember where I heard him, but I was fascinated. It sort of exposed me to that whole tinfoil hat conspiracy theory kind of thing. And I think he's been useful for me in exposing that there is another agenda out there that is below the surface. It took me probably a year to figure out that that was actually his real voice, that he wasn't just putting that on. There's the gruffy thing, but I'm a little sick of him now because you just see through him.
I first got onto Alex Jones. I'd heard about him, and Daniel, actually, show host from Behind the Lodge Door, who was with us today, who spoke earlier, he passed on some DVDs. I love them. I thought they were fantastic. But one thing I noticed was the answer he puts at the end is buy my next DVD, buy my next product. I looked him up on YouTube, had that same thing. The answer is just keep buying my products. When I saw that, I thought he may be correct, but I don't like, you know, just being taken advantage of to buy products all the time and never actually given an answer. So that's how I dropped off listening to him as much. And then later on, I've heard accounts saying, you know, he's not who he says he is. He's not as big on getting the truth out there as we thought he was.
I think I first listened to him around 2011. I'd studied a very economics-focused degree in university, and I was sort of dissatisfied, quietly dissatisfied, although not really sure why I was dissatisfied with the positions of the economics lecturers at the university. I finished that in 2007, went off and did my first job. Then about 2011 probably, I started going back to have a look at the economics arguments that I'd been taught at university, because as Dan said earlier, it was around the time of the global financial crisis, or just after. We were still suffering the effects of it, well, we are now, but more recently then.